Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, and it's our first episode of a brand new year. Happy New Year. Hope your Christmas and New Year were well. Welcome to the first podcast of 2025. Is 2025 the year that you have a big Disney World trip planned? Maybe you're going to one of the other parks, maybe Paris or California, one of the Eastern parks, or maybe you're going to visit more than one park if you're listening to the podcast towards the end of last year. You'll know that this year, 2025, not only do I intend on completing my six castles, because I've only visited three at the minute, I intend on doing all six castles in the same year. I've got a big birthday coming up in just a few days. So I'm going to visit all the Disney parks across the world this year. In fact, we're only halfway through January, and I've already ticked off one of my parks. Yes, I'm one park in, and in a few days' time, I'll be into another park. So I will give you a full trip report on this podcast of my experiences at Disneyland Paris in the new Disneyland Hotel, experiencing New Year, seeing in the New Year, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day at Disneyland Paris. So more on that on this podcast. Also, if you're going to be going to Walt Disney World, everything that's going on. It's a busy weekend this weekend at Disney World. And also answering your questions as well on the podcast. So if you do want to get in touch, at PodMagical on the socials. You can like, follow, and any messages you want to DM me, just send me a little message on there. If you want to be on the podcast, we have guests. In a few weeks' time, we'll be back with our regular guests. And we got your questions as well, like this one from Simon. Thanks for your question, Simon. Later on this year, he's taking his boyfriend to Walt Disney World. It will be his first ever visit. He is a little bit shy and introverted. So which attractions do we need to avoid? The first two that spring to mind, actually, are both in Magic Kingdom. If you're a bit of an introvert or you suffer from anxiety, you don't want to be going to attractions where you could be involved. Audience participation. And the first two that spring to mind, well, the first is Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor at Magic Kingdom, where you could be that guy. It's stand-up comedy on the screen, but there's audience participation. There's a camera on the screen, and you could be picked out and find yourself involved in the show. It is just a little bit of fun. It's harmless fun, but I'm guessing if you're a little bit anxious, then that's one to avoid. You don't want to be involved in that. And also, Story Time with Belle, which again has audience participation, so you could be in there. You could find yourself dressed up as a spoon, and that could put you off going to Walt Disney World for life. So they're the first two that spring to mind. Maybe Turtle Time with Crush, which has a bit of audience participation over at Epcot. Also, things like Rise of the Resistance, where you know there's character interaction and cast member interaction, you probably don't want to get involved. Or if you do, just stand at the back when the doors open. You don't want to be interrogated because that could put you off. And then there's some restaurants as well. Skipper Canteen's a little bit of fun. And over at Hollywood Studios, where you get told off if you put your elbows on the table. Is it primetime dining? You can go there, actually, and just say to them, look, we don't want to get involved in the banter. We're just here for the food. And see, there's a couple of restaurants where you can get involved as well. But if you've got that little bit of anxiety about you, or you're a bit of an introvert, the good thing is with shows in America, Americans are more outgoing than we are. We're a bit shy and retiring in the UK. And when it comes to audience participation, we'd rather just sink into our seats and not make eye contact. Whereas Americans are up for it. So you might not have to find yourself getting involved. But there are a few that spring to mind. If you know any, or if you've been and got involved in shows and go, oh, avoid that like the plague, do let me know. Send me a message at Pod Magical is where we are. So this episode of the podcast, I wanted to give you the trip report into my first of the six castles for 2025. I will be visiting all the castles around the world. I've done three. I've done Paris and Florida and California. I'll be visiting the Eastern Parks later on this year. But it's only the middle of January and I have already visited one of the castles, as I saw in the new year, in Disneyland Paris, staying at the Disneyland Hotel. Before I go into my trip report from Disneyland Paris, let me just tell you about Paris at Christmas. I've never experienced Paris at Christmas before. And now that the Eurostar doesn't go directly into Disneyland Paris, you're going to have to probably change in Paris, or if you're flying in, you're going to be flying into Paris Charles de Gaulle. So maybe if you're going around Christmas time, do spend at least one evening having a look at the lights in Paris. They are beautiful. I did a great walk down the Champs-Élysées. If you start at the top by the Arc de Triomphe, walk down the Champs-Élysées. There's a little road that springs off. It's got a lot of designer shops. Can't think of it at the top of my head at the moment, but that's really pretty. Then when you get to the bottom, there's like a Winter Wonderland market and fun fair. And just before that, there's another little quieter Christmas market with lots of little Christmas trees and displays, which is really beautiful. And then once you've been down to the bottom of Champs-Élysées, where the Louvre is, if you head to the left into the big square where the Ritz Hotel is, that is so pretty. It's completely surrounded by lights. The department stores are pretty epic as well. So it was very busy. But Paris at Christmas, do you know what? It does give London a run for the money. So that was one thing I did before New Year's Eve. And then we spent New Year's Eve, a couple of nights actually, at the, I won't say new, it's the refurbished Disneyland Hotel. That is the hotel that you go underneath to get into Disneyland Paris. It's a 5-star hotel and it is beautiful. As soon as you enter, you've got the staircase, you've got that wonderful chandelier where they've created the castle out of crystals hanging down from the ceiling. It really is spectacular. The rooms are beautiful. They're princess themed. We had a Snow White themed room, so there's a couple of prints over the bed of the prince and Princess Snow White. The carpets have got detail as well. If you look into the carpets, they've got details of like Snow White's apple and the lamp and Cinderella's shoe, Rapunzel's mirror on the wall. So there's a mirror on the wall, which has got Rapunzel's hair plaited all the way down the side. In the bathroom, there's a gorgeous mirror that's got the seven dwarves around the side of it. They really are beautiful rooms. Would I say it's a 5-star hotel? There was a little bit of damage, actually. And I've heard about this before. I think it's the design of the hotel. When the door opens, it kind of catches on the back of the bathroom door. So there was a bit of a scar across the top. So there was a little bit of damage in there. So it's only just over a year old, not really stood the test of time. I didn't realize that one of the things a hotel needs to do to be 5-star is have a phone in the bathroom. But I was watching Gary C and Adam Hatton's vlog from Disneyland Paris just before I went, and which is great to watch, by the way. You want to see what the hotel's like, they went there. Have a look at that. So that's one of the things. To be a 5-star hotel, it needs a phone on the toilet, which I didn't use. But it was there in case I wanted to. A beautiful hotel. Would I stay there again? I think it's a one and done for the price. The joys of Disneyland Paris, all the hotels, if you're staying on site, they are all walkable to both parks. And I'm quite happy staying in the Santa Fe. I think next time I go, I think I'm going to stay off site at Marne Valley, which is the next train stop down. I may try staying at that one. But yeah, beautiful hotel. And of course, you can go in and have a look anyway. Two restaurants in there, one of which I went to. In fact, let's talk about the food at Disneyland Paris, because I went to three restaurants. All three were buffets. I spent lunchtime at probably the most expensive buffet. Well, I thought the most expensive buffet I had ever been to, which is the character buffet inside the Disneyland Hotel. You get to meet Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy dressed in their regal best, like princes and princesses. The food was incredible. The price tag was about 100 euros each. Now, I went at lunchtime. Lunchtime, both sides were open. There are actually two restaurants side by side. The other restaurant is a set menu. Again, very expensive. I didn't go to that one, but that's a set menu where you get to meet Disney princes and princesses. But during the day, because it was so busy, they opened up both sides. I think we sat a nicer side, and the table we had was overlooking the park. So we couldn't quite see the castle. We could see a little bit of the castle because the huge Christmas tree was in there. It kind of obstructed the view. But I think normally you'd be able to see straight down Main Street. The food was brilliant. It was a great buffet. The desserts, as you could imagine, in France were spot on. I've never eaten so many macarons. One question, one tip, if you go to Disneyland Paris, if you go into a buffet, you get one drink included. They're not refillables. They're not refillable fountain drinks. And I think this is because Disneyland Paris, all the soft drinks are all in bottles. So if you have a bottle of Diet Coke, if you ask for another one, you will be charged for it. And it was like 5 or 6 euros on top. So be warned, your buffet comes with a drink. It is not refillable, as we found out. But for 100 euros, again, the character interactions were great. The photos were brilliant. I'll share some of these on the socials. Would I go again to that restaurant? I think for the price, no. I also managed to get in the buffet restaurant in the Marvel Hotel, which is very difficult to get in, but I managed to get in on New Year's Eve. We went about 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve. We wanted to kill some time to stay awake. I didn't realize that the restaurants at Disneyland Paris on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, they double the price. I think there might be a few different things on the item, on the menu, but I didn't realize until we got there and we checked in and went, do you realize the price is double? Went, yeah, because we were too embarrassed. So not only did we spend $100 in the Disneyland Hotel buffet, we ended up then spending another 100 euros in the Art of Marvel buffet, which usually is about 45, 50 euros. For 45, 50 euros, I thought it was great value. The food was incredible. You can get like a little dessert that looks like Thor's hammer. So the detail is great in there. I've never stayed in the Art of Marvel hotel. I also didn't know until somebody let me know. Thanks to Triff on Instagram, who says, oh, did you know there's a secret bar? There's a Deadpool bar. So to get into that, you need to book in Lime Bertie, where you used to get the website where you used to do the character meet and greets. They don't use that anymore. But that Lime Bertie still exists. If you go into there, you can reserve your place in the secret bar. You then go to the hotel reception and they'll give you the details of how to go into the secret bar, which I didn't know about, and it was too late. So next time I go to Disneyland Paris, I'm going to check out if it's still going, the Wolverine Deadpool secret bar. The other buffet I went to was in Disneyland Park itself, was the Agrabah buffet, which is the cheapest of the three. Moroccan, Middle Eastern, again, great food. It's kind of like you're sitting outside, but you're sitting inside. It's an Aladdin theme in a very loose way. So three great buffets. I'd say the best value for money was the Agrabah in Disneyland Hotel, which if I'd have thought about it, if I'd have known that the prices were going to be double on New Year's Eve, I would have probably gone to that one for New Year's Eve or just done a quick service. But you live and you learn. So people say that the food at Disneyland Paris isn't great. The restaurants, I think, are pretty good. Quick service dining, I think, is limited. It's not on par with Walt Disney World. It's got a way to go there, but pretty good. And you can have a champagne on Main Street, and especially at New Year's Eve. What's not to love? And let's talk about New Year's Eve. What is New Year's Eve like at Walt Disney Park, Paris? Great. The fireworks we had at midnight started just like seconds before midnight with a countdown on the castle, projected onto the castle. Now, I was expecting maybe a countdown in the sky. If you have seen the videos from Walt Disney World, from Magic Kingdom, and if you listen to the last podcast, if you're going to Walt Disney World for New Year, you do Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve Eve, and you do Epcot on New Year's Eve, because Magic Kingdom, they do the fireworks a few times. They actually have the countdowns. Well, they did have the countdowns using fireworks, using pyrotechnics in the sky. The firework bursts and it shows you the number. Although Walt Disney World didn't do that this year, I noticed. They just had a countdown on the castle with projections, which is what we got at Disneyland Paris. But without a doubt, the New Year's Eve Paris, Disney World, Disney fireworks were the greatest fireworks I have ever seen at Disney Paris early in the evening. We had the normal fireworks. We didn't have the drone show on New Year's Eve, but we did have that the day before, again, which is spectacular. The Main Street at Sky Parade, which is so good. I think really Disneyland Paris is excelling with its drones at the minute. And there's a brand new show I know that's coming. I'm very much looking forward to going and seeing that. But Disneyland Paris, New Year's Eve fireworks, I'm giving them a 10 out of 10. Imagine the fireworks you'll get at Happily Ever After, but a little bit better. That's probably the best way to describe them. Other things that were happening in the park for New Year's Eve, actually not a lot. There were two character dance parties, one of which I went to and I didn't see any characters. It was supposed to be Goofy's New Year's line dance party over at Frontierland. It was supposed to be Goofy, Chip and Dale and Clarice. I didn't see any of them. I just saw some cast members dancing around, and it's a very small area. The other dance party at Tomorrowland was Stitch's dance party, which was incredible. There's something about Stitch. He is really loved at Disneyland Paris. They really love... Oh, we love Stitch anyway, but over there, they really go for it. And he was like Calvin Harris up there. They put him on the elevated platform just above the Star Wars attraction. He had lasers, he had pyros, he had his headset on. Stitch was DJing, and every time I went past from like 8 o'clock and then after midnight I went back, he was still doing it and he was bringing in the crowds. So Disneyland Paris, those two character parties and the fireworks, again, not really much else. Crowds weren't too bad for the attractions. In fact, the whole time I was there, I didn't really feel that the wait times were that bad. Maybe it's because I'm used to Walt Disney World wait times and going, oh, everything's going to be an hour. 20, 30 minutes, even for things like Space Mountain, if you think between Christmas and New Year, it would be quite busy. But like any Disney park, maximize your time by going first thing in the morning. And of course, if you're staying on site at Disneyland Paris, you're getting in those parks an hour before. Not the 30 minutes like Disney World. You're getting in an hour before, and you really can do a lot with the attractions that are open in that hour. The attractions that I would go to, Disneyland Park has to be Peter Pan. Like Disney World, for some reason, I think it's because it's a low loader. Peter Pan just gets really busy and stays busy throughout the day. And over at Studios Park, which is very much a construction site at the minute, Crush's Coaster, again, that gets very busy. You can do a single rider on that one, but still you'll have quite a long time to wait. But things like Ratatouille and Tower of Terror, as I say, Space Mountain and Phantom Manor, really, I didn't wait more like 5 or 10 minutes. Big Thunder, which is probably the best Big Thunder in all the parks of the three that I've been to, is probably the best one. Would I go back to Disneyland Paris for New Year's Eve? Probably not. It was great and it was a good experience, but the weather really is not on your side. It's just cold. Wrap up, there's not a lot you can do. The great thing about staying at the Disneyland Hotel was it was so near the park, we could do a couple of hours and then come back, use the pool and the sauna in there, which I didn't think I would get around to, but I packed my trunks anyway. So just have an hour in there when the weather was cold was really good. And, you know, the parks are so nearby. There's not a lot going on at Downtown Disney. I did go to the French Bistro that they've got there. We did breakfast there for, I think it was less than 20 euros, where we got a pastry and some scrambled egg and jam and bread and a freshly squeezed orange juice and a coffee. That was pretty much good value for money. You've got Starbucks and McDonald's down there, but there is so much construction going on at Studios Park, which obviously will be changing its name, and over at Downtown Disney as well. So this year, do you know what? I do want to go to see the new firework display that actually now will have started. But also later in summer, I want to go and see the music festival that is going to be their big summer event for Disneyland Paris. So there's quite a few things to look forward to. And obviously, as Studios Park continues its development, definitely I will be going back. I probably will go back this summer. So I need to get another picture in front of the park, in front of the castle, where I'm not like looking freezing, because on New Year's Day, I want to take a picture in front of all six castles this year. I mean, I've got to. So if you've seen the picture that I put on socials, I probably do look a bit cold. I didn't have my jacket on. I had my Disneyland Paris red hoodie on and I was shivering, but I was determined to get that photograph. My next park on my six castles challenge will be in days to come, well, I'll be going over to the OG Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California. In fact, I go in a few days' time. The reason I'm doing the Six Castles is because it's my big 50th birthday on the 16th of January, and I am so lucky to be spending my birthday in Disneyland Park. I'll actually be there on my birthday. Now, this trip is something I've never done before. I'm doing Adventures by Disney. Now, if you know much about Adventures by Disney, they do escorted tours all around the world. It's, you know, it's Disney's tour company, and they can take you anywhere. This is a Southern California adventure, so it's 5 nights. I'll go backstage at both Disneyland and California Adventure, but I will also on this tour be going backstage in Burbank at Disney Studios, and I get to go to Disney Imagineering. So we get a day in Hollywood and then go to Imagineering, the studios, and then a couple of days at Disneyland Park. So I'll be doing that for my birthday. And then after that, because I'm in LA and I'm a DVC member, I am so lucky and I've managed to use my points wisely to go to Hawaii for a week after. So I'm using my points to visit the Disney resort in Hawaii, Aulani. Hawaii was never somewhere that was on my list, but because there's a Disney resort there and it looks beautiful, and it's because I've got the DVC points that I can use them over there. Otherwise, it would have cost me thousands. It would have been way out of my budget. And it's so far to go. So because I'm in LA, I'm kind of over halfway there. It's like 5 or 6 hours from LA to Hawaii. So it's a long old trip. So a couple of weeks in LA to tick off my second castle of the year and Aulani. So I will report back on that in the next podcast, which will probably be in about 3 weeks' time. So make sure you're subscribed. If you are going to be going to Walt Disney World over the next few weeks, well, this weekend it is going to be busy, because this weekend is Marathon Weekend, which has already started. The big marathon will be on Sunday, and I would advise Sunday morning, if you're going to be in Disney World this coming Sunday, to stay away from the parks. It gets mad crazy. There's a lot of people doing the marathon. The marathon goes through the parks. They don't close the parks and they don't stop the race. But if you are a visitor to the parks on that day, you will be rerouted. There's stop-go systems. They manage people brilliantly well, but it's very busy and almost hellish. So maybe I would advise up to around lunchtime on Sunday, avoiding the parks, especially Epcot. So that's this weekend, busy weekend at Walt Disney World for the marathon. And then from the 17th over at Epcot, it is the start of Festival of the Arts. You've got Disney on Broadway. You've got some more food booths popping up. After hours are back at the parks as well. If you want to see Enchantment, the fireworks that replaced Happily Ever After and then were replaced by Happily Ever After. Happily Ever After is the normal firework display every evening at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. But if you go to the after hours at Magic Kingdom, which is now on, you'll get to see Enchantment as part of your ticket. But I do believe Tiana's doesn't operate in after hours. So double check on that. It is an exclusive ticket event. The parks are really quiet, so after the park closes you get to stay until like 1-2 in the morning, and it's pretty much everything is a walk-on. Ice creams and things are included. So that's what's going on at Walt Disney World. Universal, from February the 1st, will be launching the Mardi Gras. They announced who's going to be performing for the Mardi Gras concert series. If you're going in between 1st of March and the 20th of February, you could be seeing the likes of T-Pain, Kool & the Gang, Joe Jonas, TLC, All Time Low. They're all going to be performing as part of your normal ticket entrance at Universal. So if you're going to be going, have a great time. Tag us in your pictures. Wrap up. It is going to be cold. January in Orlando is beautiful. Those mornings, those clear blue skies are beautiful. But wrap up. It is cold. A spirit jersey won't do it. Take your hat and gloves. Early mornings, you're probably going to need them. Pound to dollar is about 1.25, 1.26 at the moment as well. Do tag us in your pictures. At PodMagical is where we are. If you would like to be a podcast guest, send me a message on there. I've got a couple of great podcast guests lined up for in a few weeks' time, including somebody who managed to get boarding group one for for Guardians of the Galaxy. How did they do it? Well, we'll find out. Subscribe to the podcast. We'll be back in about 3 weeks. 3 weeks will be the next podcast. I will give you a trip report from my adventures by Disney in California, going backstage at Imagineering, Disney Studios, Disneyland Park. And do you know what? I might even record it from the beach in Hawaii just to make you jealous. Why not? Be back in 3 weeks for the next podcast. The best thing to do is hit that subscribe button and you won't miss a thing. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.